Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's ASUS Q1 Statement Trading Update conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must also advise you that the conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 25th of January, 2018. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, the CEO, Nick Bacon. Thank you. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining our P1 conference call. Okay, I'm delighted to report another strong sales performance with retail sales growth up 30% year-on-year. Particularly strong in the U.K. The U.K. performance up 23%, and it's predominantly the U.K. overperformance that has driven a slight beat versus consensus. The U.S. continues to trade very well, particularly if you look on a two-year basis. You'll see the sales growth over two years is up 90%. I'm also very pleased with the EU performance. That's performed very strongly. Reported performance up 42%. In terms of the growth, all the KPIs behind that have moved in the right direction. We've acquired more customers than ever before. Our customer acquisition up in the U.K. was up 10%. We're very comfortable with the remaining guidance for the full year. Just for clarity, we're forecasting 25%-30% growth, gross margin up 100 basis points, and EBIT at 4%. Again, we're confirming we're happy with the full-year expectation on PBT, which is just a touch over 101 million. We're expecting CapEx to be at the top end of the range. You'll remember we guided 200-220. We're expecting that to be the top end of the range for the full year. We're delighted with the continued velocity of change in our business, particularly in technology. We released over 700 consumer-facing changes, which is 700 improvements to our customer journey in the four months. Try Before You Buy has resonated extremely well with our customers, and we're very happy with the performance, as has ASOS Instant, which is same-day delivery in a couple of major U.K. cities now. Black Friday was very strong for us, particularly strong operationally. There were no site or tech issues whatsoever. Logistics and supply chain dispatched record numbers of orders, and we had excellent collaboration between all our teams to deliver a great customer experience. I've touched on the KPIs before, but just to give you a bit more color, active customers grew 19% to 16 million, up 10% in the U.K., up 25% internationally. Increased order frequency grew 8%, average basket value grew 3%, and order growth was 30% up year-on-year, which of course will mean a higher conversion. In terms of category developments, we were delighted with the reaction that customers had with the Face and Body campaign that was launched in September. You should all have seen that by now. Last week, we launched our activewear promotion and have started to feed through the ASOS 4505 product. All our major programs, particularly in warehouses, on track. Eurohub progressing well, automation on track, and the U.S. is also progressing well. Very happy with not only the trading performance, but also the major change performance. Looking forward, we're very confident on the full year and as such, reaffirming our guidance for the full year. The first half split will be broadly similar to prior year on PBT, circa 30% at H1 and 70% H2, which is very similar to the profile we've seen in prior years. That's all I want to add right now, so I'll hand over back to the operator for questions. Helen, Greg, and I will be delighted to take any questions you have. Thanks very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one, and you may press the hash key should you wish to cancel the request. We now have your first question from the line of Andrea Ferraz of Morgan Stanley. Your line is now open.
Hi, good morning. I have three questions, please. Firstly, really very strong number from the U.K. Can you give us any color as to what percentage of that growth was driven by the new athleisure and beauty products? The second question is.
Andrea.
Yeah.
Let's do it one by one. It'll be easy for everybody.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
If you remember at the tail end in October when we saw you, we talked about tighter stock availability driving the U.K. performance. and it was only 10% for the 2 months. What we said to you, we'd done that purposefully to protect the supply chain change, and we said we're expecting it to be no less than 16% growth for the full year. So in terms of the UK performance, the actual performance is stronger than we anticipated because, one, we've restored our stock availability with the infrastructure pieces behind us. I'm not going to disaggregate anything specifically behind it, apart from I'll say our product has got better and better. We've held our prices. We've done some great campaigns with Face and Body and, again, with Activewear recently, and we've driven lots of change that consumers have loved. So those are the reasons behind the performance across the whole group, but particularly within the UK.
Great, thank you. And then on the try before you buy scheme, can you give us any indication of the take-up of the program and what does this has done to maybe your return rate for the UK, and also if you have any plans to roll it out to other regions?
Okay, so I'm not going to give you any numbers on try before you buy, obviously, but we're really happy with the performance. You'll remember that for the last 12 months, we've seen a reduction in the UK returns rate as the product mix has changed, more activewear. There's a slight increase in the returns rate in the UK as a result of try before you buy and other consumer factors, but nothing that's concerning us whatsoever. The actual customer experience and the take-up within Try Before You Buy is very exciting. In terms of whether we will roll it out any further, we're still looking at the KPIs, but right now we're very happy with the customer reaction, the customer performance.
But you are aware, Andrea, aren't you, that we've got Klarna or an equivalent already in Germany and some of the Scandinavian countries as well?
Yeah. Yes. It's new to the UK. It's not new to our European customers. Sounds quite right.
And one final one, your GP margin growth was 80 basis points in Q1. You're still guiding to 100 basis points for the full year. Can you run us through sort of what will change in the next three quarters to actually meet that number?
Yeah, gross margin will get higher than it has for the last 4 months, Andrea. Sorry, I know that was flippant. We were very happy with the 80 basis point increase in gross margin, particularly because we chose to go deeper with our clearance product around the launch of sale, just so we're very clean going into the second half. You will know the second half from studying our numbers is the most profit-rich time for us. That's predominantly because the cyber events become very, very attractive for customers around November. So we're expecting margin to increase greater than 80 basis points because we've got great products, because we're continuing to invest in those things, and we'll see an expansion in the second half as we've done in prior years.
Many thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is from the line of Anne Critchlow of SGE Societe Generale. Your line is now open.
Thanks. Good morning, everyone.
Hey,
I've got a boring one, I'm afraid, on currency. I think your existing guidance is a 3% support to sales growth from currency this year. Just wondering if you're still thinking that and whether you have a view on next year at this point. Will it go negative?
So I'm still expecting the FX impact to be between about 2 and 3%, Anne, and we'll continue to update on that as we go through the year, as we usually do. You know that we've got our two-year hedges led through, and as a result of that, we've got a good view of what the impact of currency is going forward. So we are still expecting into next year to have a currency tailwind, but it will be quite a bit smaller than we've had this year and the previous year. So for us, we've got good visibility out, and then you'll be aware that we're looking to build our natural hedges in the key regions to give us some buffer when we do start to see those headwinds coming through, and we're progressing very well on that front as well.
Good news. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Charlie Murisans of Deutsche Bank. Your line is now open.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a bit of a follow-up question on Anne's act really around currency. I wondered, I think last time you told us that still around 80% of all of your costs are in sterling. Where are you at now, and where do you think you might end the financial year?
So we're currently at 67, Charlie, so I think that really shows the step change that we're making in matching our you know, our cogs into the currency world. But, you know, but I think, you know, let's see. I'll update you as we go through the year, but you should continue to see that shift. And it's helped every time, you know, we open a warehouse, you know, in one of the regions, that absolutely helps as we start shipping into those regions as well. So I think we've made really good progress to get to the 67%.
Fantastic. And then one quick question on the Eurohub, if I may. Can you update us on what proportion of EU region sales it's fulfilling? And have you actually used its proximity to your customers to actually increase your service promise yet? Or is that something that you can still do in the year ahead?
Sorry, in Europe,
there
will be some customers that already get a happy surprise on their delivery promise. We'll be looking to get a greater amount of next day delivery from there. In terms of the percentage of orders fulfilled from Europe, how long was that? 99% fulfilled from the Eurohub as of now.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you. And your next question is from the line of Simon Bowler of Exane. Your line is now open.
Hey, Simon.
Good morning. A quick follow-up on the Eurohub as well, sorry. In terms of, it sounds like it's fulfilling the majority of orders. Are the planned changes in the actual delivery promise in terms of next day delivery times, et cetera, versus just the happy surprises?
No, so the whole thesis of the Eurohub investment, Simon, was one, we needed more capacity to fulfill our growth, and secondly, it was an investment to enhance the customer proposition, delivery proposition in the European territories. If you remember, the target is to get to as many cities as we can in Europe to have the similar sort of proposition to what they have in the UK. UK, you order up to midnight. The fastest order goes through Barnsley in under an hour. The average is 2 hours, 15 minutes. When we complete our investment in Eurohub, there'll be more European customers can enjoy that experience, predominantly in Germany. So that's our target, that's our thesis, and we're progressing towards that.
Okay. And then just a quick second question. Retail gross margin up, I guess on guidance, it sounds like EBIT margins, as you previously mentioned, kind of broadly unchanged for the year. Is that just deleverage coming through the warehousing line as you previously spoke to, or are there any other moving parts we should think about within costs?
Sure. Helen, answer that one.
Yeah, I mean, you would just expect depreciation to be a bit higher as well.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
All right. Thanks, Simon.
Thank you. And once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one, and you may press the hash key to cancel the request. The next question is from the line of Rebecca McClellan of Santander. Your line is now open.
Yes, good morning. I've just got a couple of questions, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Morning, Rebecca.
Yeah, hi. So firstly, on full price sales, I think that's sort of a focus in the background, at least. Can you talk about the sort of trend of full price sales versus the rest over P1, please?
Sure. You'll remember, Rebecca, for the last at least 2 years, maybe more, the journey has, from ASOS on pricing has been enhanced full price sales, reduced discounting, and lower our markdown rates. You remember me saying in October when we saw you last that we achieved the lowest ever markdown rate in ASOS's history for the last 12 months. During P1, that strategy has continued, and what we've done is invested in pricing substantially, and we've held UK pricing flat. So what you've seen through the last 4 months is exactly that strategy. The key change you see in this period is the cyber events become even bigger for customers, and clearly the cyber events aren't one day, they're the best part of 2 weeks. So that's what we're seeing. So that's how we've seen planned promotions that customers have taken the benefit of around the cyber event. And you'll also note that towards the end of the reported period, we took the opportunity to clear down our remaining fragmented autumn-winter stock harder than we've done previously earlier. So, and in spite of all those actions, we still ended up 80 basis points up on our gross margin. So, therefore, you mean it will indicate that we had a very strong full price sell through as well.
Right, and the earlier taking of clearance implies that the sort of full price trend should be even stronger in P2, I'm assuming, in P.
Yeah, that sort of refers to the point that Andrea was asking on the first call. Absolutely right.
And then my second question, just is, this is a small one. Your average basket value up 3%. You say that pricing is pretty flat, at least in the UK. So is that increased sort of average garments or a slight trade up in the basket?
It's actually more items in the basket predominantly.
Okay, thank you.
Which is the most healthy statistic.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, I think those are all the questions, guys. Thank you so much for dialing in. Just to summarise, we're very pleased to report the strong performance over the last 4 months, including peak. We've achieved exceptional performance in the UK, which we are very happy about, but we've also got strong momentum in the international sales. We've acquired more customers year on year than ever before, and we've seen great KPIs across all our key markets. The velocity of change is something very exciting, particularly in technology, and we're happy with that. A customer proposition, it further gets enhanced in the UK and everywhere else. And following the strong start we've seen in the first 4 months, we're very confident of the full-year guidance and delivery of our planned investments. Thank you very much for joining. Helen and Greg will be around with Alison if you've got any follow-up questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.
Great. Right.